tell me a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
Meet Farmer Mo. Farmer Mo was so excited as September rolled around. One of his lifelong dreams was about to blossom a new summer home in Ole, Pennsylvania, which had a gigantic plot of land for his beloved peach trees. He had spent hours and hours and hours reading through gardening books, and he had been dreaming about and envisioning the day that he would be able to harvest his very own orchard. With meticulous care, Mo prepared the land. He dug deep holes and made the soil extra rich with compost. And each peach sapling that he had bought was a precious treasure. He planted each one in the sunniest spots he could find with tender, loving care. And every day he took care of his orchard. He watered and weeded and even whispered words of encouragement to his young trees. As the months passed, Mo watched in awe as his orchard transformed. The tiny saplings were growing into sturdy trees, and their branches were filled with plump, beautiful peaches. His heart swelled with pride. Maybe a little bit too much pride. "I'm pretty sure that I'm the best peach farmer in Ole," he proclaimed. His voice was mixed with happiness and disbelief. That night, Mo could barely sleep. He just couldn't contain his excitement. He was convinced that his orchard was the most remarkable, fantastic orchard in the entire region. He sat up in bed and shouted out, "I've got it! I've got it! I know exactly what I need to do." His wife, Sarah, was awakened from her sleep. "Mo, is everything okay? Are you feeling okay?" "Oh, yes, Sarah, but I just figured out exactly what I need to do. Sorry for waking you. I'll tell you about it in the morning." The next morning, he shared his idea with Sarah. "I must call the local news station. They must come see my orchard." "I mean, our orchard," Sarah was thinking to herself. He's getting really, really excited about this. Let's see where this goes. Mo picks up the phone and calls the local news station. "You've got to see my orchard," he exclaimed to the reporter on the phone. "It's almost like a miracle. The peaches are bigger, juicier, and sweeter than any peach you have ever tasted." The reporter agreed. "I'll come in 2 weeks. I'll visit your orchard, and we'll see if it's a story that we'd like to cover. I'm going to bring along a photographer and somebody that can film as well." Mo spent the next few days and weeks tending to every detail. He wanted to make his orchard look great.
He carefully pruned the trees. He made sure they looked symmetrical and that they were healthy. He weeded the ground around the base of every tree. He removed any weeds that might be competing for nutrients. And then, to make his orchard look even more impressive, Mo decided to spruce up the surrounding area. He raked all the fallen leaves. He trimmed the hedges. He even planted a few colorful flowers all around the perimeter of the orchard. He was aiming to create a beautiful, picturesque scene for when the reporters would arrive. Finally, the day of the interview arrived. Mo got dressed in special clothing, a brand new straw hat, and a pair of sturdy overalls. He wanted to look the part. He wanted to look like an experienced and very successful farmer. When the reporter arrived, Mo greeted her with a warm smile and led her on a grand tour of his orchard. He pointed out his favorite trees with the biggest, most perfect peaches. He explained his different gardening techniques. And he couldn't resist bragging about his gardening skills and how proficient he had become at gardening and the many hours he had invested into the orchard. He even shared with the reporter a few stories about his childhood dreams of owning an orchard. As the interview was filmed and the reporter was taking notes, Sarah was not happy. She knew that Mo was getting carried away. This was getting to his head. This success wasn't all and only about him. The next day, the orchard was featured on the local news. Mo was thrilled to see himself on television, surrounded by his beautiful peach trees. But as he watched himself in the news segment, he noticed something. He turned to Sarah and said, "Sarah, as I'm watching this, I'm seeing that I was doing a lot of bragging when they were speaking to me." He started to think about how his bragging was so big that it actually took over the real joy that he felt at his accomplishment and the help that he received along the way. That afternoon, Mo and Sarah sat on their porch eating lunch. Of course, the drink was peach-flavored iced tea. And Mo was able to reflect a little more. "I really did get carried away. It's not just about me. It's not only about my success." Sarah smiled. Mo was understanding what went on. "Exactly," she replied. Mo felt a pang of guilt. He said to Sarah, "You know, I've been so focused on my own successes that I forgot. I forgot how much Hashem helped.
None of this would be possible without Hashem.
Forgot about the other farmers in Oli. And all this bragging is going to make me seem so arrogant and self-centered to the other farmers. I'm making a decision. Starting from today, I'm going to be more humble." Mo joined the local farmers association and said, "I'd like to share everything I learned with other farmers who are growing peaches and other kinds of fruit." And then he decided to start a community garden where he could encourage homeowners to grow their own food and share his knowledge with them. Mo learned something important. It's okay to be proud of your accomplishments. You have to maintain humility, not become a show-off, and be respectful of others and share your gains with others. He realized true satisfaction doesn't come from the bragging. That's not what made him feel good in the end. What made him feel really, really good was helping others and contributing to his community in Ole, Pennsylvania. That's what the mitzvah of Bikurim is all about. We learn about that mitzvah in Parashat Ki Tavo, when the farmers and anybody who grew foods and fruit from the Shivat Haminim, from the seven special species of Eretz Yisrael, would bring from their first every year, starting from Shavuot until Sukkot with the Vidui, all the way till Hanukkah, they could bring it to remind everybody that all of our brachot come from Hashem, to make sure that the farmer doesn't start to feel kochi ve'otzem yadi asali et hachayil hazeh. These beautiful fruit, this wheat, these gorgeous dates, these figs, these pomegranates are all about me. No, no, no. The farmers came to the Beit HaMikdash. They read Mikra Bikurim and remembered the suffering that we had experienced in Egypt. And Hashem brought us all the way to Israel, and now we have this land. And we may never forget where we came from and how grateful we have to be for what we have. Even the king himself was required to bring Bikurim. Remembering where we came from, appreciating that Hashem saved us, brought us to the wonderful, beautiful land of Eretz Yisrael. Make sure that people do not take for granted all of the brachot in their lives. Today, we don't have a Beit HaMikdash, so we can't bring Bikurim, but we can remember that the gifts that we have, the talents that we have, come from Hashem, and we should strive to use them all to help others and to make the world a better place. I hope that our efforts to do so will serve as a zechut for our beloved chayalim and for our brothers and sisters in Israel. Shabbat Shalom!